Hello there, Consciousness Circle members. I'm here to talk to you about Venus's Leo and transit. This is an interesting combination because Venus is a feminine energy. Leo, on the other hand, is masculine energy. It's ruled by the sun. But when these two energies come together, because one of Venus's fundamental characteristics is creativity and beauty, oh my God, can we take advantage of this to really become creative in our lives? Now, you don't have to be a creative, but what it does do is that it gives you this ability to touch into energy, to be resourceful in your life, and resourceful in the way that you're trying to find beauty, joy, love, and all of the things that really, really set your soul on fire. It's an interesting transit to have because right now we also have Mars, the planet that represents masculine energy, also in Leo. So to have the cosmic lovers pretty much cohabitating the same sign is really just so exciting to look at because, again, Leo is that spark that allows us to find joy. With both the cosmic lovers in that sign, we are looking to balance our feminine and masculine energy within us in order to feel genuine joy. Think about how much we've been talking about this for weeks, especially with eclipses. We are saturated still with eclipse energy. We are just coming out of a Mercury retrograde. I know that it seems that it happened so long ago, but no, we're still coming out of it. This is the week where things start really moving forward. We are under the influence of a full moon in Capricorn and under the influence of a summer solstice. With all of this happening, Mars and Venus coming into Leo really give us just a pep in our step, a skip in our step, and allowing us to move forward in a much more lighthearted way, which is exactly what we need. Okay, now with that said, Venus is going to remain in Leo from June 27th to July 21st. Okay, I'm gonna give you a few notes, kind of like bullet points, so that you can understand all of this energy in a much simpler way. So, one, Venus in Leo really gets us in touch with our heart. So anything that brings us genuine joy, anything that really makes us happy, is something that is worth giving our time and energy to. If you know me, you know that I'm not someone who just preaches positivity and let's be happy all the time. No, I'm an adult in this very real human world, and life doesn't always function that way. On a spiritual level, do I believe that we are pure joy? Absolutely, I definitely do. But we are in this reality to live this reality. With that said, every sign and planet in the zodiac has a purpose. Leo, especially Venus and Leo, has the purpose of reminding us to get in touch with that joy. So while she is active in Leo, that's exactly what we're meant to do. So by getting in touch with the things that genuinely bring us joy, we cultivate and practice saying yes to the things we love and saying no to the things we don't. That kind of attitude can seem somewhat extreme, but after the last 18 months that we've endured, if there is anything that has been made clear, is that there is no time for us to do things that we do not love. And if we happen to find ourselves in a position that we are doing things that we do not love, then what's the game plan towards moving to the things that we do love? Now it's time to move forward. And Venus in Leo, Venus also represents desire. So what is that wholehearted desire that genuinely allows you to get in touch with a greater sense of self? Number two, it really gets us in touch with our need to shine. This can be in relationships, in friendship circles, if you happen to be a creative who is somehow in some way in the spotlight. Venus in Leo makes it okay for us to do that. So if you work in sales, if you work for yourself. If you have projects, if you have work that you expose to others, take advantage of this Venus in Leo and Mars in Leo transit to really put your stuff out there, to expose, to market, to definitely create connections, because this Venus is the planet of relationships. And in Leo, if you know how to tune into the Leo energy, you can shine from a place of confidence and not from an egoic place, not from a place where you're trying to overinflate yourself. No one appreciates that, and everyone can see right through it. So keep that in mind. Number three, people born with Venus in Leo will become much more magnetic at this point in time. And my love, take advantage of it. Again, remember all of the stuff that we're coming out of, right? So everyone is ready to get out, to get party, to have, you know, a hot girl summer, hot soul summer. So understand that if you have a Venus in Leo, you're having a Venus return. And this is a time in which Venus in Leo is functioning from a different position than it did before. Because remember, you have Saturn in Aquarius transiting the opposite side. You have Saturn in Aquarius opposing this Venus in Leo. So with that said, it's about relating from a stance of confidence that you've earned. You've learned some hard lessons to get to the space within you to allow you to be yourself and shine for who you are. Number four, it is an excellent time to work the energy of our natal sun, okay? So, anytime that any planet transits Leo, it's important that we look at what our sun is doing, how our sun is aspected. In this case, with what Venus in Leo is telling us, allow your sun to shine for its qualities. So someone with a sun in Virgo is going to potentially be more of an organizer, be more of someone who can make order out of chaos, and perhaps find themselves more in situations like that. But with this Venus in Leo is, yes, you are all of those things. You can do all of those things, but how do you remain receptive to also receive joy from the things that you do? Okay, so it is important to tap into the feminine energy of our sun so that our sun can shine bright while this Venus is transiting. Number five, it is a really, really great time to get any cosmetic surgery, if that's what you're looking for, to dye your hair a completely different color, to have a change in look that's going to allow you to express your most genuine creativity within you. Remember, to be a creative doesn't mean that you have to be a dancer, a writer, an artist of any kind. It means that you can be creative with yourself. So if you have been thinking about doing some kind of makeover, perhaps dressing in brighter colors, changing your wardrobe, changing your hair, doing different kind of makeup, all of this is all aligned with Venus in Leo, and it's such a great time to do it. And we have several weeks, so take advantage of that. Lastly, this is the time to really celebrate ourselves. People with a Venus in Leo placement tend to be people who celebrate others. Leo is about celebration, it's about party, and with Venus, it's the relationships, right? It's the relationships that we have with others and our willingness to celebrate them. That's our Venus in Leo. So, on the one hand, Venus in Leo, along with Mars in Leo, are going to manifest, I'm sure, in a ton of parties, and people are going to be everywhere. But to celebrate doesn't mean that you have to go party hopping, bar hopping, or doing all of this stuff. I mean, if you really want to, then by all means, go ahead. But what I mean by celebrate is to celebrate yourself, celebrate where you are, make sure that you pamper yourself, make sure that you treat yourself nicely, make sure that you are your biggest cheerleader. Remember, this is about taking advantage and really learning to hone in on the energy that each sign gives us. And Leo is that sign that wants us to shine, but more importantly, that wants us to shine from a place of integrity and that really, really rings true to our heart. Okay? I hope this is helpful. And below, I'll leave the horoscopes.